Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
It's still Tuesday, July 6th. I want to share this tidbit of information with you all between me and my Capricorn. And I'm kind of discouraged from sharing it now because I know a lot of people are not going through positive things romantically. So it kind of discouraged me from sharing because for me, romantic things are moving along slowly, but well, like that. So I want to mention for those of you where things are moving along, so because I can't leave you all out, that things are moving on along slowly but well. Also, when you're looking at your next steps, you're having conversations, and you want to know what is going on in comparison to what's going on in your situation and how you're handling it, you know. And so for me, it's most definitely been about okay for you all. In your past relationships, how did you do it as it relates to meeting the family? Now, okay, I know for me in my past marriage, my ex-husband met my family first, like that, because he was here in the United States. I'm from the United States. We met here in the United States, and his family was from a different country, so not until I went there, which was after we were married, did I meet his family like that. But I told you all in the podcast what I would talk to you all about him, that when we decided to, that he asked to sit, the first 6 months that we were together, he asked me to marry him like that. We weren't living together or anything. He asked me to marry him, and I said no. Then he asked again. It was 6 months later. It was a year in. I said no, but we could start living with one another. Now, he started wanting me to, when we started living with one another, he started wanting me to talk to his mother, his sisters, his family members on the phone like that. I had not been to his country yet, but he wanted me to talk to them on the phone like that. So, and then, like, I already told you all that then he asked 6 months again. It was 18 months. We were already living together. I said no. Then at that 2-year period, he asked, and I said, yeah. And I said yes because he was like, well, I'm not going to continue living. We're not going to continue living together. If I'm not going to continue living with you, like is what he said, if we're not married, like that. And I was kind of, I told you all, even when he was wanting me to speak to his family, it kind of made me uncomfortable, even though we were living together like that. Because I wasn't sure where I want the relationship. If I wasn't sure that if I wanted to marry him. But I did, and it lasted 22 years, the relationship did. So that's how it happened for me. He met my family first, and then I went to his country, lived there for 9 years, and that's when I met his family, like that. So is where, and he's from a different country. He's a different race. So it was one of those guess who's coming to dinner moments. Remember that movie? Or that, I don't know if it was a movie or a show. I never watched it. It's old. I think, was it from the 50s or 60s? And it was, the name of it was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. It was about an interracial relationship. But in my case with my ex-husband, not only was it an interracial relationship, it was an inter-country relationship. And we didn't even speak the same languages like that because it wasn't the case where he grew up here and his family was from here and they all came here. No, he was the only one in his family that was in the United States like that. So he did not grow up here. The United States, these customs were not his like that. The thought process is completely different. And what's incredible to me is he lived here that many years and he still has his same thought process. He did not become Americanized, and he lived with me, an American, every day. And he did not become Americanized. I guess if you don't go to school here and you're not around a lot of Americans, you don't become Americanized. But he was a lot around me. He worked. At first, and then he got his own business, and it was dealing with American people like that. So he was around them, but he did not become Americanized. He kept the same way of thinking. He saw the United States. This isn't what I'm supposed to be talking about. I always do. He began to see the United States quite differently after having lived here, as opposed to what he thought it was and imagined it as being, or the perception of what it was from being his own country and the television shows they would watch there about the United States like that. And so he had his own ideas. And when I moved to his country, I realized that his family had their own ideas also, which is common because you're on the outside looking in like that. So he didn't become Americanized. Now, and this is how we would speak to each other for a long time in our relationship. He would speak to me in Spanish. I would answer him in English. I would speak to him in English, and he would answer me in Spanish. We knew one another's languages, but we were speaking our own language. That's how we were in the marriage. Like that. He loved when I would speak Spanish. He would love it. He liked it. He liked to hear it like that. So, but he did not become Americanized. Now, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the current relationship. And I find myself in the same situation, a man, a different race, most definitely, a different country of origin, but has been in the United States for many, many years. He's accustomed to being, he speaks English. He's accustomed to be, even though his native language is something else, he is accustomed to the United States though now. But it's still that same guess who's coming to dinner type feel around it. Cause you know, when you're for myself and my family, because I'm from the United States, and I feel that you're gonna be hard pressed to find an American family where there isn't, where there aren't different people from different cultures in the family, different races in the family like that. So, and people say race is not, is there's, there race isn't logical, or there is no race. So I would find it would be in the majority of American families, with us having a country with so many people, you would find a multitude of different people that we could classify as being of different races like that. Like that, I feel that it would be hard-pressed and uncommon to find that. One reason I feel that way is because of my own background, with me being multi-generationally mixed like that, from way back all the way into four, being multi-generationally mixed like that. And my aunts and my uncles and my mother's side of the family most definitely being married to people out of different races when race signifies something. And now because whoever stated it doesn't signify anything and race isn't important, okay, that's why you would be seeing more blended families, because race doesn't signify anything, it's not important. Like that. And even with my own children, I have a daughter, I told y'all I was like, and people like sent me an email like, no, you're Angelica Coleman, don't say that. Oh, my oldest daughter, she is married to a guy, a white guy from Mississippi. And I was like, not him and him being white, Mississippi just like did it for me like that. And it was like, okay. So, and somebody sent me an email like, oh no, Angelica, don't think about it like that. Okay. Now this was last year when I mentioned that. So it was like, so when you're American, and it would be common that your family would be that way, until it's 2021, is like, so it could be not such a big deal. It's not that really that look who's coming to dinner type scenario. But when you're meeting someone from a different country, and a different culture, where their countries are predominantly 95% to 98% just them, one race that isn't a race, one people that are the same people, that look the same, that act the same, that behave the same, that are the same. It is when you have that and you're coming in there and you're different and you're from the United States, where you're going to be hard pressed to walk into a family or go into a family on Thanksgiving and Christmas and you don't have the damn rainbow tribes in there. You're like, damn. Like that, but a true representation of what the United States is and a true representation of, I guess, what people are meaning when they state that race doesn't matter or race isn't true or what. I don't know what they're stating. Now, so it's like, okay. And you walk in there like, you find them odd because you feel that they're not of the 21st century and you're from the United States and you feel that you are of the 21st century in that aspect, and they find you odd because in their country or their country of origin, it was limited as it relates to other people being there other than people like themselves. Now, so that comes with, in that type of country, it will be expected that a mindset comes with that, because you are not, it's not going to be customary that you will engage or encounter someone that is not like you, that doesn't look like you, that doesn't speak like you, that doesn't eat like you, that doesn't think like you. Now, in the United States, it's like, if you can't even go to the corner without seeing one that doesn't look like you, like that, that doesn't think like you, that doesn't eat like you, like that. But then in the United States, it would be hard pressed to find families here in the 21st century where there isn't a blending or a rainbow tribe of those type of people in their family, like that. So I find myself again in a look who's coming to dinner situation where he will be, this has been the conversation about, the conversation has been, it hasn't been about my look who's coming to dinner thoughts. It's been about who will be meeting who first and spending time with who first, like that, as it relates to family and stuff like that. You know, so I decided that the Capricorn should spend the time with my family first, like that. And, you know, and because we know that the time is going to be spent. Now, we spent enough time, because it's not all about the time you spend interacting between you two intimately, like that. Like, intimately, time just spending with you two, getting to know one another. It's about knowing that you two want to be together and want one another and want to take it deeper and further, especially when you're talking about taking it towards true commitment and marriage. Now, even though the marriage talk has come up, you all know that, but I have not decided yet. I'm trying to give it, because it's like 2 months in now. I'm trying to give it until at least December, around my birthday, because I'm trying to give it around December so it can at least be 6 months when I answer, and then another 6 months if the answer is yes and we decide to get married. So it can at least be a year and it's not rushed like that. So it's like, but about the time being spent with now bringing other people like family members, and I feel best that I would feel more comfortable if he met mine first, like that. And meeting them, like, not that corny way of, like, okay, spinning, we're deciding on how to set up holidays. Now, it's up for time spent. And remember, I'm dealing with the Capricorn. He's very busy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. When you have a Capricorn and work is the other woman, you're not going to be able to compete with that. If there was another woman, it was like, that would be easy to deal with. You could just lead a person because you're not going to compete with that either. But when work is the other, third influence in the situation, it's like, and it's about time. Now, and obligations like that, because he would have professional obligations due to the type of work that he does. Now, so is other professional obligations outside of work, things that he's a part of like that and are committed to that he's done for many years like that. Because we're talking about an older man. He is 62 years old. Like, you know what? With him being 62, I'm not letting him use that excuse. I don't care if you're 102 like that. Now, there's still an expectation. I don't care if you're 102. You're not going to get out that easy by saying what I'm there. He hasn't said that, but it's still if that even came up. Now, that doesn't mean you get any slack. That doesn't mean you get any leeway. Because if I feel that because he's able to fill so much of his time with work and practical things, okay, there's no excuse for anything else. And I feel that he is most definitely needing to learn to prioritize this relationship. And because now the talk has turned towards the time that he's knowing that he's going to have to make, he knows that he has to, he says it, he knows it, that I'm going to have to free up some time. He knows that, you know, but now is like about now taking it up a notch so it could go towards where we're wanting to go, commitment, marriage, things like that. And if he stays, and then I guess you all are like, okay, you're in jail, come. This is an issue you need to talk to with him. He already knows this. If he stays with work being his primary focus, okay, nothing is ever going to happen. It's not going to happen because his mind is filled up with work. His time is filled up with work. His other days are filled up with work. He is a workaholic like that. Now, it's about time spent with holidays. And why holidays? Well, because holidays are significant and they're usually when time is spent with family. And for me, that's not been the case because my family is in Georgia. I'm in Texas. But I want to change that. And I want to change it next year, 2022. And I want it, and we're talking about, he and I are talking about the holidays and spending all the major holidays together because that's when he can meet my family. Family can be incorporated. Have enough time to plan for the holidays and spend the holidays together, things like that. So that's what the conversation is about. Now, he's the type of person, he's accustomed to prioritizing work because his time is free. He doesn't have a woman. So his time is 100% focused on work and himself like that. So he's not impulsively making promises. He knows he's having to think it through because it'll be about him committing to making the time and following through because he knows how I get when there's no follow through. He already knows how I am like that. He knows like that completely. So it's like, and he wants the time, but it's like hard. He doesn't want to disappoint, but he knows that he's going to have to make the time. He's going to have to prioritize a relationship like that is for it to go where we're wanting it to head. It's not going to go there without the time invested. It's not going to go there without calendar dates. It's not going to go there without the expectations laid out that are about time. It's not going to go there without meeting the expectations like that. And he knows that because I have younger children. I have Summer and Brian here. And this is also included my extended family because I want them to meet him. And we're talking about major holidays here, spend at my house like that. Or even traveling to Georgia sometimes and being spent there. He knows that that's a lot to that expectation having to be met and him having to prioritize time like that because that's the way it would be if we were married or committed. So it's like to go in that direction, that's what I'm going to have to see that he is willing to do that to prioritize the time so that the relationship, so that this situation could grow like that. You know, because now we've both gotten above beyond it being about just us two. We are well aware of how one another are. He's most definitely aware of how I am like that. So that's where the conversation is. So, and then after that, I feel that do that for about maybe not an entire year. I'll be ready and willing to meet his family after he's met mine a few cycles. And through a few of the major holidays when it's easy to get family together and spend time that is quality time and unique time like that together. So, and then I'll be willing to and ready to meet his. I'm not gonna meet his family until I say yes to his marriage proposal. That's why I want him to meet mine first. And I'm only wanting him to meet my family because I am serious about him like that. I'm from a small town in Georgia where And each family in Georgia is different, but I'm from a very small town where the brothers did not bring girls around their parents unless they were in a committed relationship with them, meaning married to them or committed to them like that. And it's not customary for the woman to bring all types of men and different men, like every man that she is dating or dealing with around her parents, like they're around her family members or introduce them. So when you're talking about introducing people, even with me and him meeting my family first, is because I see him, I'm looking at, you know, yeah, wanting to say that, yeah, we are headed towards commitment and marriage and things like that. And I would not be in, after he meets my family and we're hitting it off like that and spending more time, major holidays, planning the holidays, so I can have an idea how the commitment would go, how the marriage would go, doing that for like a year or 8 months, then I would be willing, after I made up my mind completely, I'll be willing to meet his family then. Because I'm not interested in, I'm not going to meet his family as his girlfriend. I will only meet a man's family as his fiance, like that. So, and so how are you, how do you all do it? Do you want to meet their family first? Do you want to meet their friends first? Do you want them to meet your family first? Do you want them to meet your friends first? Like that. I was thinking about maybe like a few holidays into next year, then I'll go meet his family. Not let it be the complete year. Then I'll go meet his family. And then we'll decide in 2023 how we'll spend holidays divided between my family and his family and what I'm going to have going on at the house and what he has going on with his family and things like that. I was thinking about doing it that way with me, him meeting my family first like that, because I feel that it would be more convenient for me and it would be easier. And it also would, it would show me that, because for him to be able to do that, to clear his calendar on the holidays, and usually people on holidays aren't working, but we're talking about a workaholic. So they look forward to the holidays so that they can work. Remember I told you all that for me, when I go on vacation, I take my work with me. And it's really not a vacation, and my moon is in Capricorn. Okay, so that's how it's done. Like that is, and we call it a vacation, but we're actually working, and we like it because it's just another place for us to work that's different than where we usually work. Like that. So it's I can't wait until I go on vacation so I can work. You know, so that's the way that he is, where it's about working. It's about other obligations that he have going on around major holidays. Now is where is if he does that calendar and clears it, where he's meeting that expectation and making time in that way as it relates to holidays and as it relates to clearing his schedule up with work. It's not about clearing his schedule up with his family. His kids are adults. It's not about clearing his schedule up. But it's about clearing his schedule up with time with work like that. It's the time with work, you know, and it's that's the way that it is. It's the time with work, you know. It is. And I kind of get the feeling that he would be the type of person that on vacation and on holidays, he would come with work with him. I do. I feel that he's the type of person that would come with work with him. Because everything is revolving around his work, even to us two in a relationship. It's about if I can make time or when I can make time like that. It's the time. Is the things that are already underway regarding work, is the things that are already under regarding obligations that have to do with his position in society, his role in society, because he's older. So it's always, I need to free up some time, or as soon as I get some free time. That's the way that he is. And if you're not going to get time, time isn't just going to free itself. You have to, on the calendar, you have to make it free. You have to create the time. You have to sacrifice something and put something else in its place. So that's what we are romantically. That's what I want to share with you all. Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.